Well, welcome to the weekend. If we haven't met yet, my name is Lee Renfro, and I have the privilege of serving as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And this is my first Drivecast. I am grateful and excited that I finally get to be a part of these, and I get to be coming to you over the weekend on Saturdays for the next several months, and just happy to have you along on this journey. So glad that you're staying with us as we head into the weekend. Today's scripture passage is from 1 John chapter 3. As we've kind of began this new series around our core values called Broken Mirrors. And so, man, I'm excited. I would love just to go ahead and read from 1 John 3 as we go this today. 1 John 3 says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." Oh, what a great passage of scripture to get us going today. A couple of things that just jumped out to me from this passage is this relationship that John is describing here of God the Father and our relationship to him as his beloved children. And it makes me think of any loving, healthy family. Parents give love to their kids, right? They don't make them earn it. Like, what kind of family would that be where the children have to constantly earn love from their parents? What an unhealthy relationship that can create. But what we see here, John says that the Father has given to us the love, this unconditional love that we get because of Jesus. And because of Christ, we are God's beloved children. Now, this might be a little controversial, love jumping in the Drivecast, bringing a little controversy, but we aren't all God's children. You may have heard that growing up, you may have heard that said, you may even have said that yourself, that we're all God's children. But the reality is we're not all a part of God's family, right? That's what Jesus does for us, is that he adopts us into God's family through his life, death, and through his resurrection. Now, we are all made in God's image, and therefore we all have value, worth, and dignity inherent because we're made in God's image. And we are all loved by God. God loves all people, but God has a special kind of relationship with those that he has adopted into his family through their faith and their trust in Jesus. And it's because of our faith in Jesus that we become God's beloved children. Right then and right there. It's why in our passage it says that we're God's children right now. We're not his children in the future. We're not a part of his family when we get our lives together and we get our acts together. But through our faith in Jesus, in that very moment, we become adopted in the same way through an adoption process. When those parents sign those official documents, that child is now legally a part of their family. That's what Jesus does for us. And here's the thing that I know about children. I've got four of them myself, is that children love to be like their parents, especially their dads. I have some of the fondest memories. My kids are little still, 5, 7, 9, and 11. And one of the funny things that they tend to love to do is they love to go down to the basement and they love to play church. And so my daughter will be leading worship down there. One of my sons will be doing cartwheels and jumping around like crazy. And then one of my sons, Joshua, he loves to stand up with his Bible and he wants to be the pastor. Like, he loves to preach and he loves to teach a Bible lesson about Jesus. And it is awesome to see that. And why would they do that? Well, because they've seen their dad do that. They've seen their parents going and being a part of church. You see, as God's children, our desire should want to be like him, should want to try to reflect him, should try to be like him as best as we are able to. You see, while we are broken and imperfect people, we can still reflect a perfect God. And while we are broken, through Jesus, though, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, he is making us whole. You see, I love this line from our devotion today, that our Next Steps team, they've got an incredible team of writers and love what they are putting out. But they have this line, is that our identity is not something that we can take on and off. It is at the very core of who we are as Christians. In a world that deceivingly encourages us to constantly change our identity as we see fit, it is essential that we remain strong in who we are in Christ. And you see, this first week, we are looking at this gospel identity, our first core value, that we are new, that the gospel defines who we are, not the world. And one of the things that I mentioned in my message from this past Sunday is that our identity drives our activity. You see, who we are determines how we live, or who we think we are determines how we think we should live. And as Christ followers, it's essential that we constantly remind ourselves that we are God's beloved children, that He loves us perfectly because of Jesus. He cannot love us anymore. He cannot love us any less than He already perfectly does in Christ. And that because of that, because we are His children, we as should have as our aim the desire to reflect Him in our broken world. You see, there is the way of Cain, and which shows us the problem with religion when we try to earn God's approval through our human efforts. And then there's the way of Abel, who shows us the promises of faith, that when we come to God in faith, trusting in the blood sacrifice of another, that pleases Him. And then there's the way of Jesus, who makes us new creations through His life, death, and resurrection. That's the beautiful reality of our core value, of our gospel identity. So I'm going to pray for you that you'd remember your identity rooted in the gospel as God's beloved child today. And then I'm going to give you a chance to pray as well. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, that you have loved us. You loved us so much that you sent your one and only Son to come and to live for us, to die for us, and to be raised to new life so that we could experience a new life in you. That because of Jesus, we are no longer who we used to be, but we are made new through Him. And so, God, I pray that for the listeners here, God, that they will remind themselves that there is nothing that they have to do to earn God's approval, that they are perfectly loved in Christ, that they, as God's children, are loved by God. And that because of that, that should free them up to live as His children, reflecting Him, Lord, to an imperfect and broken world as they point to their perfect Savior. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Now you pray.